You mean one in four Republicans disapprove of the president in their personality cult of a party? Three quarters is too much, but this is more of a schism than people really talk about. America doesn't seem to be doing that well in this war. No, it's really, really, really not. I think the extent of the damage is being covered up right now, or that's a bit of a dramatic word. It's not being reported on widely. But a lot of our staging grounds across the Middle East right now are being bombarded, and it's making a lot of them, like, not very useful, you know? Troops are evacuating. We've evacuated tens of thousands of personnel in the Middle East. Bombing airfields, you know, a lot of our planes and helicopters were just kept openly. Because as it turns out, like in modern war, you, in order to maintain air supremacy and like, you know, regionally position your aircraft and your helicopters and your ammunition and so on, you have to like actually put some effort into it. It's not like the old days where you could just build a fortress, you know? You can't just build a fort and put all your stuff in it and then you're hunky-dory. You have to hide it. You've got to build like multiple. You've got to build them in the mountains and the forests. You've got to like, you know, got to do something. Did you say Trump? Did you see that Trump said he will stop attacks on Iranian energy plants? I'm going to be real. I don't give a fuck what Trump says. I'm super bored. I'm over that. I'm in my new era. We know that he just said, literally everything he says is just another market pull. Like every single time. It's happened over a dozen times in the past month. There's literally no, the only official government rhetoric or announcement we get in this war, it comes from Iran, the Iranian government. That's it. That's the only place we're getting any information from. There were close to 40,000 U.S. troops in the region when the war started, and Central Command has dispersed thousands of them, some to as far away as Europe, American military officials said. But many have remained in the Middle East, although not on their original bases. They're fleeing. Our beautiful Middle Eastern forts, we're fleeing them. Hiding in hotels? Yeah. So we're using civilians as human shields? Dog, we always have. The American and Israeli militaries have always been either next to or worked in coordination with civilian sites. Also, that's a feature of every military ever. Like, there are military contractors. That's always been a thing. This hysterical rhetoric of like Hamas being uniquely... Hamas has done what every single guerrilla militia has ever done in all of human history. From now to like back when humans were fighting with spears and rocks, okay? Literally, it's always been that way. All the rhetoric you heard about how Hamas is uniquely evil, they hide their shit here and there, complete insanity. I remember there's the one like TikTok from that Israeli piece of shit who was like, you know, mourning the militarization of their highly militarized military base, and they were walking by like an elementary school that had tanks parked in it. And the irony of the situation was completely lost in her. She was like, oh, look what the Muslims have forced us to do. Look at this. And it's like a bunch of tanks parked in a fucking playground or something. Everyone hides their military items. Dipshit, it came free with your tactical war planning. That's the funny thing. Like now we don't. And that's why we're losing them in the Middle East, you know? In Qatar, Iran struck Al-Udeid Air Base, a regional air headquarters of U.S. Central Command, damaging an early warning radar system. It's like all of our military equipment. It's like we never developed a strategy that worked against what if they just bombed us, because all of our regional command posts were built before drones. Not all of them, but like a lot of them. So our assumption was either like they can't afford to missile strike us, or if they did, it would start a regional war, or they would have to get air superiority over us, in which case, like, good fucking luck with that, you know? And Iran doesn't have air superiority, and they never will, of course. Can't compete with us on that front, but they can send drones. It's all it takes. They just pepper them, you know? All of our extremely expensive equipment, you can just pew, 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 cost nothing. $5. $5, you take out a fucking Thad, you know, air defense system. Why not? $50 billion down the drain. Ukraine was telling America its bases were vulnerable for years and they got told to shut up and let the big boys show them how it's done. Yeah, essentially. So drones have made classic military bases irrelevant? Yeah, I mean, effectively, yes, right? Well, not just drones, but like readily available, inexpensive rockets. But like drones are the big ones. Drones are the big ones, yeah. It hasn't made, I shouldn't say that's made them like obsolete. It's more like you have to really rethink how you position them, because now any equipment you leave out, no matter how far behind enemy lines it is, can be struck. The Russians have been learning this for years. The Russians have been like, shame the front line is 100 miles from anything worth hitting in Russia. But then they get reminded, like, Ukraine isn't fighting with artillery. They're fighting with drones. Pentagon considers diverting Ukraine military aid to the Middle East. It's not fair to Ukraine, because they're so reliant on the West, and the West is utterly cucked to Israel, so Ukraine must also be cucked to Israel. But, like, you do have to draw a line in the sand eventually, right? You do have to... I know it's not fair, But like, there is a moral order here to the world, you know? And as hard as it is, you do have to put your foot down at a point. Ukraine's getting more leverage with their domestic weapons production? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I guess the lesson here is that we're not doing very well in the Middle East right now. While the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan and the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, for example, were often targeted in suicide bombings, neither the Taliban nor Iraqi militias possess the kind of ballistic missile capabilities that Iran has. Kirkyuk? During the war in Iraq in particular, the U.S. built up its bases there and in Kuwait, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. Now the war in Iran's made all those bases vulnerable to the point where service members can't really live or work there for extended periods. The lack of better planning, some military officials said, also reflects a miscalculation on the part of the administration about how Iran would respond. The Trump admin did not reduce staffing at American embassies, insane, and other facilities in the region before the war started, or order departures for non-essential government employees and family members. Nor did the State Department warn Americans to steer clear of the region until after the war began. Just nothing. No plan. Literally just like they started this war with all of the plan. It was actually a completely unplanned little diversion, you know, just a little expedition. Military officials said American refueling tankers were rushed to the war with little time to orient or practice in the region before getting thrown into round-the-clock operations. 20-minute adventure. It's crazy to me. I remember when some retired generals were talking about how Iran putting air bases under mountains was a bad idea because they could just use bunker busters. Now it's totally vindicated because drones are a bitch and they just dug deeper. Yeah, seriously. No, it's for decades we have operated as though we are like immune to geopolitics, and finally it's catching up to us. American military supremacy will never recover from this. Like, or the perception of American military supremacy will never recover from this, I should say. The doctrine of maintaining air supremacy is genuinely like 40 years out of date. Not 40, I guess, like 20 or 30. But like the idea of how do we keep our territory from getting bombed? Well, you just keep planes from flying over it, man. Yeah, okay, well, everyone, you just pilot a fucking RC chopper over to the thing. So China's the big dog now? Well, China's military equipment isn't more advanced than ours, and we don't really know operationally how they perform because they haven't been in a real conflict in a while. Certainly not since they industrialized to the point that they have now. However, they do at least have factories to like rebuild stuff they lose. So I mean that's just a point to their favor, right? Like it's a little helpful there. They can build stuff. That's ridiculous. Air superiority is still massively well superior. Yeah, but the doctrine has been that if you maintain air superiority, you get to do what you want. But that's not true. We have air superiority over Iran. We absolutely do. We can fly sorties all day over Iran. We have very, very advanced fighter jets. It just doesn't fucking matter because their drones cost like $20,000. So they can just, they don't have to shoot our planes out of the sky. They wait for the planes to land and then they beep, 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 beep. A drone over to our air bases, you know? The strategy is completely shifted. I feel like you don't need to exaggerate every point you make to signal America is evil and struggling militarily. What did I exaggerate? What the hell? I'm under attack. Very much like American air bases in the Middle East, commanded by Central Command. I'm under attack right now. What are you attacking me for? What am I exaggerating? America will never recover militarily. No, I said the perception of America's military superiority will never recover. Why don't you have to listen to what I say. I never said we will never recover militarily. We haven't even lost that much equipment. The perception that America is like an unbeatable military hegemon will not recover from this. Until some new technology is developed that completely rewrites the balance between drone warfare and like traditional military bases, I don't think that we're recovering from this in terms of our like perceived superiority. Every once in a while technology advances and you get like a new kind of, like for a while castles were just OP as fuck. Like you could, if you built a castle, you could just sit in it for a year and nobody could do anything. But then like we made cannons, the Humboldt cannon. So you stop sucking off aircraft carriers then? Well, they are really cool. Come on, they are cool. Another Hezbollah FPV drone. It's straight out of Ukraine, dude. Beep, beep, beep. Yo, that tank looks sick. All tanks look cool. Unfortunately, I don't know how useful they are now. I mean, they're still pretty useful, I guess. But drones are so fucking imba, dude. Drones are so fucking busted. Kowalski, what is your source that American military procurement exceeds China's? I've never seen any source indicating that. Like, every time I read anything about American military manufacturing, it's like, we have one factory that produces a particular kind of ammunition, and it produces like two per day or something. It's like, really, it's been out of work since like 2013. China doesn't spend shit on its military. Okay, but like, the point of this conflict is that you don't have to. Iran is not a wealthy country. Drones aren't expensive. You don't need to spend $50 trillion on the new, on like a F-35 program or whatever. You can just mass manufacture drones and it works. People to hold land, drones to pepper the front lines. You like we're not getting the bang for our buck with every $1 billion jet now. What are you even attacking that's worth that much money? We're the largest bullet manufacturer, but it's privately purchased. Okay, yeah, but that's like American hunters and stuff. That's like American shooting police officers and stuff. I mean like military equipment, you know, not like 9mm rounds. I don't think we're gonna run out of 9mm rounds. Yeah, we produce high volumes of ammunition used in school shootings. We do not produce high volumes of military grade like ordnance, you know? I mean, 556 and 223 are the same note. Yeah, but that's not how war works anymore. War is fucking lame and gay now. I did have a point to end on all this with. Republican support for the war is not as hegemonic, or sorry, as uniform as you might think. Every time the media pulls Republicans on their support for the Iran war, they pull MAGA Republicans. Any Republican that self-identifies as a MAGA Republican won't disagree with Trump on anything. Like, the support for the war from MAGA Republicans will always be 100%, because MAGA Republican is a self-describing, it's a term that describes people who agree with Trump on everything. Few in GOP support ground troops in Iran. Percent of Republicans who favor or oppose the U.S. doing the following when it comes to war in Iran. For conducting airstrikes against military targets in Iran, only 63% support. That's too much. I'm not defending them. However, I bet you've been seeing almost exclusively like 100% support. That's only for MAGA Republicans. For people who are Republicans, 63%, and this is for military targets. 59% conducting targeted airstrikes to kill Iranian leaders, 38% sending government funds to aid Israel's military, 38% of Republicans sending government funds to aid Israel's military, 38%. Keep in mind, this is a position that Democrats are in lockstep on. It's 38% support with Republicans, and Democratic politicians are still like, nah, we revere Israel. Infinity money. 20% deploying U.S. troops to the ground to fight Iran. Now, obviously, we have a big, like, neither chunk, an undecided chunk here, for sure, which means that these people will probably shift over, like, you know, a lot of them will shift positive. Like if we deployed troops to the ground in Iran, if we took Karg Island, I bet a lot of these undecideds would shift over to approve because Trump, like daddy said so. But I just think it's important to remember that this war is not as like uniformly popular as people think it is. I was but a young boy when we invaded Iraq. But back then, support for the Iraq war was like the fucking mandate, dude. It wasn't just politicians, it was everyone. You had to, if you were not in favor of the Iraq war in a lot of social circles, you had to keep your fucking mouth shut, basically. But right now, that's just not the case. And I think even with Republicans, you know, I really don't think you're seeing people on the ground, like regular people who are supporting this, like enthusiastically. Yeah, I mean, the politicians and the freaks who they put the cameras in the faces of, but by and large, I don't think this is a super popular war. The media does seem to be doing so much heavy lifting and manufacturing consent over this. Yeah, because the media and the politicians are the ones most directly connected to the suicide cult, right? Like, they're having a harder time selling this to the average person. But yeah, like, the average person in media or in government is much more directly connected to this big maelstrom of, you know, lobbyist influence and, you know, evangelical religious posturing and so on and so forth that motivates the whole goddamn thing. Yeah. My boss said he had to fight a guy because he said he was against Iraq. Really? Damn. Worries about gas prices are higher? That's not surprising to me at all. Trust in Trump remains high among Republicans. About 3/4 of Republicans approve of Trump's handling. Man, I feel like people are really underselling how low this is. You mean 1 in 4 Republicans disapprove of the president in their cultish, like their personality cult of a party? Again, 3/4 is too much, but this is more of a schism than people really talk about, you know? Degree of media complicity. People like Harry Enten, they talk about like Trump's broader unpopularity. I think more people need to focus on the Republicans who are breaking free here, you know? It's kind of a meme reaction image a little bit, you know? Showing a missile like 1 picosecond before it... Nothing. Average American. Sharon Fuller, 68, is a firm backer of the president and approves of his handling of the job as well as the war in Iran. A retired hospital analyst from Ocklawaha, Florida, Fuller expressed some reservations about the war, but called Trump a huge patriot and said she's been impressed with how the stock market has done since he became president again. Well, it's down like 10% since Pam Bondi's infamous, we don't have to prosecute pedophiles because the stock market's at 50,000. So, you know, take from that what you will. Support for Iraq war over time, it peaked at 72% in 03. 72%. Meanwhile, the highest the Iran war ever got was like, what, 35%? The Iraq war was more popular 5 years in than the Iran war was when it started. insane. Anyway, I don't know. I think it's important to remember that, like, as much as the media doesn't make it seem like it, you know, you watch CNN and they have analysts on who are, like, clearly drooling at the idea of handing the world over to Israel. People don't actually like it that much.